Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When we come around.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Of course, you always get 5:30 Creed and 2:30 Tupac. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The Bedlam of October is back. Shop world-class diamonds to make her feel like a world champion every day at Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, do you believe the AJ situation is fixable? What do you think the response is?
I'd say slightly yes at 58%.
So it's 83% yes.
Wow. 83%.
Can I say it is, I understand you want it to be fixable.
Right.
But he.
Only way it's fixable is if he's okay not catching the ball as frequently as he would like.
And what? Why is that going to change, right?
Right. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Unless he, I mean, he comes to and has a come to Jesus moment that he says, you know what? I'd rather win and be a part of this than to catch passes. I'm not telling you that's likely, but that's the only way. It's because here's the thing. If we are to believe that this is how our quarterback plays the quarterback position, and we're all good with that. Everybody, I'm good with that. Hey,
we win.
Man, listen, we win. He doesn't turn the ball over. They don't throw a whole lot. Oh, well, this is what it is. So it's safe to assume he's going to continue to play this way, right? Are we assuming he saw all of a sudden one day it's going to a switch is going to flip and he's going to become this prolific thrower of the football? And I think he's going to play football the way he's playing football, and that's effective for him.
It's been that way for the last 2 years.
That's the way it's been.
Yeah.
So I don't see that changing. So the only thing that could change is that he and Devontae, because you talk about two top receivers, would have to be happy or okay with not getting very many targets. You almost have to be a Baltimore Ravens wide receiver. You know, Rashad Bateman, Zay Flowers, those guys, they're not about to catch a ton of balls.
Yeah, but he still threw 41 touchdown passes last year,
yeah,
too.
But they didn't catch a ton of balls is the point I'm making.
Right, right.
That's the point I'm making. So as a receiver, I'm saying you have to be okay with not putting up these crazy numbers and be happy with winning.
Well, and I don't think A.J. Brown wants to get compared to Zay Flowers. No offense to Zay Flowers, right. But I think he wants to be compared to Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson and all of those guys as well. Yeah, so I keep looking at the path. I remember when I didn't think the Simmons-Embiid thing was going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody used to say to me, well, they don't need to be friends. Sure, absolutely. If AJ and Jalen aren't friends anymore, I think that's fine, whatever. But you need something. You either need to be meaningful to each other on the field or off the field. You need one of those things to be a bond. And if the off the field thing is gone, then on the field, he's not doing anything for him either, right? Mm-hmm. To your point, they've played football this way. They've played football. We don't see a world.
Everybody tells me that this is the way they should play.
Right.
Remember, we yelled about being aggressive and throwing, and everybody's like, no, be conservative. Don't turn the ball over. Okay, well, that means, guess what?
Yes.
That means the receivers aren't catching a lot of passes.
Right. Right. 215.
I don't know if.
215-592-9494.
I don't know if that's going to work.
No. Aaron in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
What up, A?
Speakerphone.
No. Oh, let me take my headphone off.
Yeah.
There we go. You got
it. Ah, sounds much better. Thank you.
I should put both of them in.
Okay.
Listen, this is what I'm trying to understand. And I know I'm like, you can complain, but do it privately. Like, I was joking. You know, I like to go at Jalen Hurts fans a little bit, but I just like the third verse of Ether is how I explain the new generation. And then y'all know how the third verse started. Go back and listen to Ether. That's how I explain the new generation of athletes. They act just like that.
Ether Jack is a Nas diss track to Jay-Z.
Had no idea.
There you go.
Thought it might have been in there.
And that third verse, he really Ether Jay-Z in that third verse. But yes. Like, and it's like, you don't have to do that. You literally do not have to do that. We know you're frustrated. You don't have to tell us you're frustrated. Because it's all, like, I'd rather national media, especially, is A.J. Brown unhappy every week? Because they literally done that every week of the season. Yep. Every week, every show has speculated, is A.J. Brown unhappy? I'd rather you do that than you to give them ammo. Like, he's really unhappy.
Right.
I said this when we won Super Bowl in 2017. We can't have nothing nice because we won it with a backup and the discourse that happened after that. All year last season, we won Super Bowl, but it was about A.J. Brown. But beginning of the season, it was Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni relationship. Then it was A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts relationship. And now again, the highlight, the theme of the season is going to be, does A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts get along, even though I believe we're going to be undefeated by the bye week. So it's like, why can't we not have good things?
Just enjoy the winning.
Yeah, like, and here's the thing. And not understand A.J. Brown. Because listen, everyone now, because it's so in vogue to be Kobe Bryant fans, but do people really think Kobe would have been happy averaging 15 points even though he won 5 rings? No.
Nope.
And I'm not saying
it's true. No, you're right.
He's on Kobe Bryant's level in terms of his sport. I'm not saying he's on that level. We know he's not on that level. So don't miss it to my words, people. But great players want to be great while winning.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm taking both sides. I understand his frustration, but I don't want him showing his frustration.
Right. I agree. I think most of us are like that, eh? I think most of us understand that he's frustrated. And hell, we want to see him catch more passes. So, yeah, we've even been frustrated for him. So we understand that part of it. But as Eagle fans, we don't want that over the winning, to overshadow the winning and become a distraction to the team to where somehow this may crater the season. Like that, as fans, we don't want that. So we're like, AJ, we get it. But man, can you handle this behind closed doors? Like, we don't need to put all the business on the outside so that everybody is discussing it. And all your teammates have to answer for it.
By the way, I agree with you, but he's also, this is now, if we take the passing comment,
yep,
we take the book on the sidelines,
yep,
this, we take the not talking at the end of 23, it's just not who he is. It's there's a certain point where you have to accept people for who they are. I think people say that with Jalen, with me, right? He's only going to throw it this many times. He wins, blah, 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 blah. What are you laughing about in there?
Nothing.
Okay. All right.
So you got to accept people for who they are sometimes.
Oh, like when they're in the show meetings, when they're worried about their bet of the first pitch of the playoff game? No, I'm not accepting that. Sorry. Yeah, I agree with you. I wish he wouldn't do that. I think we all wish he wouldn't do it. But to just magically, the reason that I just see it not working out is I don't see any of the things that needing to change.
Yeah.
He's not going to get the ball as much as he wants. He's not going to stop talking about it. Nothing is going to change.
He'll stop for a little while.
Yes.
He stops for a little while, then he comes back.
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And here's the crazy thing. Look at the money we're paying these receivers. So I don't think this is what Howie Roseman envisioned.
Well, of
look
course
at the money
not.
He's giving these receivers. Well, because AJ, he had 1,500 yards back-to-back seasons, and then he was hurt. Yeah, yeah. But I don't think he expected this to be such a run-heavy offense. I don't think he expected
right.
that. I thought he'd say, oh, yeah, we're gonna do what we're doing in the NFL, and then we're going to throw the ball. I didn't think he was going to think Jalen Hurts would still have these limitations throwing the ball. I don't believe he thought that. Because
yeah.
he paid the receivers, what, combined like $60
million? $60 million, yeah.
For us to throw for 100-something yards a game.
130.
That's crazy.
130.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy for real.
All right, Aaron, thank you for the call. Nick Sirianni was on the morning show today, as he is every single week, and Joe DiCamera asked him about the situation. Here is the exchange between Joe and Coach Sirianni.
Listen, everyone wants us to get down to the business, so let's do it. How concerned, Nick, are you about the A.J. Brown situation?
Yeah, not concerned. You know, we all want to get better. We've set a pretty high standard here. And we all want to get better. We all want to enjoy the win when we get it, and we all want to get better from it, right? I think that I'd be more concerned if we were in this locker room and we're like, "Hey, we're 4-0," and being satisfied. I think you're seeing from the entire team. No, that doesn't mean we don't enjoy the win in the moment, but you're seeing from the entire team that we all want to get better. We all want to raise our standard. And that's the reality of September, October football is you're working your way up to get better, right? There's not like I've seen a lot of teams, you know, peak too early. And our goal is to be playing our best football by the end of the year. That doesn't mean we got to be more consistent as coaches. We got to be more consistent as players. And we have a high level and a high standard for ourselves. And we just want to continue to reach that and work towards that.
So, Nick, I really admire your ability through the last few years to diffuse some situations. I really do. And I think part of it is how you answer questions, you know, in press conferences and interviews. But I will tell you, the not concerned thing, I mean, this is one of the great players in Philly sports. It seemed like he may be alluding to wanting to be out. I think that the heart of it is he's wondering how much longer can I take it, not getting the ball as much as other great receivers in football. Do you think I'm wrong that that's the heart of the matter? And I mean, I think this is a pretty big situation right now.
Yeah, and you're entitled to your opinion, obviously. And, you know, what I see it as a guy that wants to contribute to his football team because he knows he's able to contribute to his football team. And, you know, if we, you know, the things that we know, like, we know that the past 3 years that AJ's been here, we've won a lot of football games. And 1 year he had almost 1,500 yards. 1 year he had 1,400 yards. Last year, you know, missed a couple games and had 1,100 yards. So we know when we're playing our best, you know, he's contributing.
Yeah.
When we're clicking on all cylinders, he's contributing. And that doesn't mean you can't win games and when he's not contributing, but you know, I think that we all know that, you know, to reach the standard that we want to reach, right, it has to be working on, you know, it has to be, you know, in the run game, in the pass game, on defense, on special teams. It needs to be hitting to hit the standard that we want to hit.
So I take a lot of shots at the camera. I will give credit where it's due. Nick answers the question, and the camera says, well, I think you're wrong there, Nick.
Yeah.
And you know, Nick answered the question the only way Nick can.
Yeah, he's in a tough position.
Yeah, he can't say, yes, I'm concerned. But there's no way he's not. I mean,
well, the last thing he wants is his team to be distracted by this.
Right.
They have a football season they're trying to get through. And this trickles down to other players on the team, leaders on the team, who are going to step in front of a microphone and be asked about this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have to figure out how to maneuver around it without pouring gas on it or offending one side or the other while trying to be honest with the media and that sort of thing. That's why I'm saying when AJ tweets that out, that's the unfair part of it to everyone else on the team,
yeah,
and the coaches. That's why I'm like, we all get the frustration, but you voicing it this way and putting it out there, you leave speculation out there for 2 or 3 days, and everyone else is having to answer for it. They're stepping in front of a microphone. And listen, he may step in front of the mic tomorrow and tell you exactly what he feels. My only point in that is that I don't know how much that helps the team moving forward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and like, I don't know how it helps him, honestly. It doesn't get him the ball anymore, you know?
But part of this, I think, for him, I think, is he feels like he has to get this off his chest somehow.
Yeah, emotionally,
like,
I understand.
Yes, he has to say something about it.
Yes.
Because as far as he's concerned, you just reminded me, he didn't get a target. It was the first game of the season.
Yeah.
He didn't get a target until the fourth quarter of that game. Right, because it was the third. It was the
last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter.
The last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. So he's been holding this in. And it's building up. So, and he thought probably coming off the Rams game, we got something to build on.
It's fixed.
Yeah. And so I get it. I just look at the team and I'm like, damn, bro, we 4-0, man. We got a lot of football left to go and we're trying to win another Super Bowl.
Most talented team in Eagles history.
This ain't really helping the cause.
No. No.
that's all I'm saying.
Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, happy Tuesday. What's poppin', fellas?
What's up, dude?
What up, Yosh?
Oh, man, what's the name? Can we all just get along, man? It's just ridiculous. I mean, it's a bunch of accountability that needs to be taken by a lot of people. I mean, AJ need to keep, like Ike said, keep everything behind closed doors. This is not grown man status, what's the name, going up and constantly, you know, letting everybody know how you feel. What's the thing? You need to approach the people that can help you be the best you can be on the field. What's the thing? Go to Jalen. You know, kiss up to him. Kiss up to Nick. What's the thing? So you can get the daggone ball. Jalen needs to throw some better balls to him. The coaches need to get a return on their investment by making sure, what's the name, he's not pouting, and get him the ball. Even if you are running the ball heavy, make sure, what's the name, first 15, 20 passes go to AJ. It's just ridiculous that we going through this time and time again. And then, AJ, if you knew, you already knew they ran that ball heavy. What's the name? You shouldn't have took the money. What's the name? If you,
well,
you already knew.
He took the money after 23. So they threw the ball a lot in 23. It wasn't, I mean, they did. They certainly threw the ball more than they throw it now.
Yeah, but it got extended last year, right?
No, it was before last season.
Yeah, okay.
I don't care how many times we threw that ball. That philosophy always been run the ball. It's always been run the ball. In my opinion, it's always been run the ball. They threw it a lot in 23. They threw it in 2022. But he knew they wanted to. But that's what they got to do better, too, though.
Yes.
If you know you have this cat who wants the ball, and if you got two great receivers, in my opinion, we got two great receivers and a solid tight end. They should be doing more to get them involved. Why even pay them all that money if you just going to keep turning around and handing it to Saquon? And then you don't want to run him in the ground either. I mean,
right.
Well, by the way, they're doing
trying
that.
Trying to preserve him. Yeah, he got the second most carries in the league through four games.
Just set another record.
Ain't got nothing to show for it. I mean, come on, man. Like, everybody needs to do better, though. And AJ, putting scriptures and stuff online, that ain't godly. Like, don't be doing that. What's the name? Everybody need to do better, man. And as grown men and as a family, this is a marriage right now.
Yes.
What's the thing? When you sign them contracts, it's till death do you part. I'm going to give you a prime example. What's the name? At one point, I was constantly getting the ball. Then, what's the name? I'm calling at a certain time. What's the name? I'm not getting the ball as much. So I don't pout about it. I go to somebody that's on the coaching staff, and I talk to them. And the coaching, the assistant coach tell me, call it this time, and you get the ball. I've been calling it this time, and I'm getting the ball.
See? Yeah, you're going to get a contract now.
You know why? Because I'm a grown man.
Yeah, well.
I'm a grown man. You got, many guys got to grow up. They
but the
grow
up. But the thing you said, Yosh, about being a marriage is that's true, right? You're in this together.
Yes, sir.
But we can all also look at, we're all happily married now, but we could also look at previous relationships, and there becomes a point where the disagreements are the disagreements. And either everyone is going to live with those disagreements or they fester. And to me, the disagreements are two things. Are he doesn't get the ball enough and he talks about it. And we have to be sure that one of those two things is going to change, because if the one thing changes, maybe the other thing changes. I just have a lot of trouble believing that the ball thing is going to change to AJ's liking, and I do not believe that he's going to stop talking about it. I just don't.
He's not going to stop because he's not honoring his vows. We're saying if the vow says, till death do you part, through sickness and health, and all that good stuff, what's the name? He got to honor the vows. He got to honor them. And he's not honoring the vows. He's out at the strip club at Cheerleaders because y'all talking about Alexis Texas going to be down there.
Who?
Well, you know, y'all
don't you give me a who.
Who did he say? Last,
Alexis Texas.
Who was that?
It's called a big dose of D.
I don't know who the hell Alexis Texas is.
She is an adult star. She's an adult star.
My bad.
She's whacking that thing.
All right. Okay. All right. You're gone, Yoshi. That's it. You're in, but you're gone.
I'm shocked you two knew who it was.
Yeah. So he said he knew it. I was just playing drop.
Yeah. I see the billboards.
I do drive by the billboards.
Yeah. That's the only time I've ever.
Only billboards I see is Brandon and the Primo's Hoagies, man.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of those. I see those.
That's all I see.
Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. Elliot had some thoughts about what the post was about specifically, so we will
explain yourself.
Hold on. Is this a report? Is he trying to get an Eagles Insider of the Year? Yeah, grill him.
We will continue to take your calls on it. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.